Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yeah, the restaurant we were at, they were like, you want dessert? Like, I've had dessert for the last 8 days. The dinner was enough. I don't need dessert. We don't need dessert. We're good.
I used to go there, a little bit past downtown. There's a place there you can sit down, open your computer, go on the net and all that stuff, And it's just to drink that coffee. It has so good coffee. It's a little bit expensive, but it's good. And also to eat that cheesecake. And they have some different cake and cookies over there. Roger?
Yeah, I haven't been in downtown Rochester in quite a while, I guess. I used to be there quite a bit, but I drove down there to meet my buddies, and they got a parking garage back there now. Well, I'm not parking there. I'm gonna park where I know I can park where it's free. I ain't going to this parking garage.
Some places there you can probably park in the garage. Some of them, there's a meter there, too. You got to put the money in the meter. As soon as your time is up, if you're 1 minute late, they'll give you a ticket. One time it happened to me, I just went to the bank. And when I came out of the bank, when you go in the bank, you deposit money and all that stuff, take you a little time to get out. And it took me a little bit to get out. And that's what happened. But anyhow, I went to court and they threw it out. I told them I'm a businessman. That's why. Roger?
Yeah, well, 90% of the people don't contest them, so they just pay it and get on their way. But, yeah, I'm with you. I didn't get a ticket. I actually parked where I normally park 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, it's kind of behind the main town there, and there's some spots, and I didn't have any problems.
They're good for that. You won't have no problem out that way. I haven't seen anything over that way anyhow. And listen, how am I sounding? I'm on that 50 watt radio. I'm on that medium on 625 Detroit repeater.
You're sounding, I would say, really good. If I wanted to get really nitpicky, I could say I could tell you're on the Detroit repeater because that repeater audio tends to be just a little bit more tinny than the Macomb repeater, but the Macomb repeater always comes in nice and solid. But no, you're sounding fine. There's no problem, Jack. You're fine.